What up? This is Jay Easy, and you're listening to You Heal Me. When you hear what I'm gonna say, I'm sure you won't be able to turn your head away. 'Cause what I'm gonna talk about, nobody wants to be without.
This is food for thought for all you heathens. Too many coke riders and bottom feeders. Too many followers and not enough leaders.
You feel me? Episode 7. Back at it. Man, I gotta apologize. Episode 6, when I said I uploaded, you know, I had everything on iTunes. And, what is the other one? Google Play Music. It's too much in there. Just Google Music. When I said I had it up there, I uploaded it, but it was an error. It was an error. So episode 6 was only only on YouTube for a long time, and I didn't notice until I went online. It was like audio error. So episode 6 was only on YouTube for a long time, but I fixed it. Episode 6 is on iTunes and Google Play, and on Podomatic. So once again, you can find the podcast. You feel me? On iTunes, you can search J-Eazy, or you can search You Feel Me. Also, you can do the same on Google Play. We also on Podomatic. So that's youfeelme.podomatic.com. I'm out here. I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm out here. I'm trying to get this thing out there so people can hear it. So don't forget to share it. Don't forget to follow. Don't forget to subscribe and all that good jazz. So yeah, this is episode 7. Thanks for checking it out once again. Man, I really wanted to... it was a couple times I wanted to go ahead and record, but I had to wait. You know, I had to wait for there to be a good pause between the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals. I'm like, damn, I want to record. I want to say these things, but, you know, I didn't want to post the podcast, you know, right before a game. You know, come on. I wanted to give you know, the podcast time to breathe before the next game. So we ain't got no games till Saturday. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to record, and we're going to go from there. So let's start with the Western Conference, because I might say some stuff, you know, about the Eastern Conference that might peel a couple people off, which I'm always cool with, but I'd rather for you listen to the podcast before you click me off. But the Western Conference Final, man, is 2 games in. It's tied 1-1. The first game was dominated by the Golden State Warriors. I've been saying this for the longest time. That team is still, I mean, they lost game 2. We'll get into that. But that's just, that team is just a beast of a team, man. That team, when they start going, it is nothing any team in the NBA can do. And that's why I still pick them to win the entire NBA championship. Even the Pelicans, you know, the Pelicans was a good team. You think about the Pelicans with even without Boogie Cousins, the way they made the Pelicans look like nothing, against any other team, the Pelicans is going to be a problem. But that Golden State team is just, it's just too much. So they won game 1 easily. And then game 2, they lost. But the thing about their game 2 loss for me is it wasn't a must win. It was like for them, you know, both games were in Houston because Houston had the home court advantage, quote unquote. But even game 2, they were down by like, maybe, I don't know if I think got to 21. I don't know if it got to 20s, but I never felt like they were out of the game. I didn't feel like they were out of the game until the last maybe 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. It was like either they can make their Golden State run here. They were down by like double digits. They can make their Golden State run here, or they can just pack it up. And that's what you're seeing. It was like, we can, you know, it was like, for me, it was like they would, depending on how the game came to them. It wasn't like they were going out to win this game. So I still think, you know, all props to the Rockets, man. That's a great team with Chris Paul. And Chris Paul, let me tell you something about Chris Paul. I say this all the time. You talking about a point guard, man. That's the greatest to me. I got to put that in front of everything, because all this stuff is just your opinion. When you wanna get down to it, it's everybody's opinion. And to me, Chris Paul is the best point guard of all time. The greatest point guard of all time. I'll take Chris Paul. You're talking about somebody that can play defense. You're talking about somebody that can pass. Somebody that can, you know, rebound. And is just a dog. Like, no matter what team Chris Paul goes to, he commands a certain type of respect. And he's going to get it. He's going to get it no matter what. And that's what you need from a point guard, because your point guard is your general of your team. So to me, Chris Paul is the greatest point guard of all time, because he can do everything and he runs a team like no other. So that Rockets team, Chris Paul, James Harden. The first game, it was all Chris Paul and James Harden. And the thing about that, people was like, they gotta change up how they playing. Of course, there's no way you're gonna beat, you know, Golden State that has all of these weapons with just these two. It just doesn't add up. If you do the math doesn't add up. So game two, they got a lot more people involved. PJ Tucker, if you follow my, you know, how I feel about PJ Tucker, but he's a cool guy. He's a good dude. But PJ Tucker got involved, Trevor Ariza got involved, and even with all those pieces, in fact, game two, it was just Kevin Durant going off. It was just Kevin Durant, and they were still in the game. It's like at any moment, I know you guys are playing. No matter how good the Houston Rockets were playing, it was like, yo, if the Warriors turn it on, it's a wrap. And that's why I figure. That's why I just don't have. The Rockets winning this. I think I'll give it five. I give it the gentleman's sweep. Because I don't think the Rockets can win, are going to win in Golden State, but we'll see. And if they win, if Golden State win both, in Golden State, it's over, man. It's over. They're going to go to close out the Rockets. They're going to be waiting for the winner of the Eastern Conference. For me, it's just amazing. Like these sports shows, you know, how they just switch up. Like, they just, and I think it's their job. I think it's their job to say some of the ridiculous things that they say, especially like during the season when, you know, the Rockets have the best record. They're gonna be a problem. And then they see the game one, they're like, yo, this is gonna be a sweep. this is gonna be a sweep. Like, in the season, everybody's like, you know, what's wrong with the Golden State Warriors? It was like, yo, I mean, even I could say that they were cruising to the playoffs. They were cruising to the playoffs, and like I said, you know, a couple episodes ago, you can see that they turned it on. It's just a different team. They're ready to go. You know, the last two seasons for them was a lot. I mean, you're trying to break the records and best records, and it was just so much. So this season for them was just like, yo, just get to the playoffs and, you know, take all the limelight off. They was always in the limelight. Even when they didn't have the best record, they were, you know, in the limelight. And everybody's like, what's wrong with it? This is the better team. No, the Golden State Warriors, they have been the best team in the league this entire season. They just, you know, just haven't been going as, you know, James Harden, he's been playing hard all season. Like, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, some people just been missing games, chilling out, you know what I mean? And now it's time to go. They're in the Western Conference Finals. Easily. And they didn't have a hard time. The Western Conference is a hard conference. We all know that. How easy was it for them to get to the Western Conference final? It was like a breeze for them. So yeah, like these people, it pisses me off when people like are so overreactive to little things in the regular season. Especially something so obvious. Like Golden State was just the best team in the league the entire time. Now, the Eastern Conference Finals. Man, this is exciting. Usually it's the Western Conference Finals that I'm the most excited to watch, but this Eastern Conference Finals, the Boston Celtics versus the Cleveland Cavaliers, man, it's just great basketball to watch. Boston is clearly the better team. And in the beginning, I said I'm going with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm not switching up. I'm not one of those guys that switch up. I'll call it over. I'm not going to switch up. I'll call it, you know, over when it's over. But, man, this Boston team is not nothing to play with. They are a serious team. They're not scared. They're not
Nothing. And Brad Stevens is just an amazing coach. And it's kind of sad, man. Like, I still see people going, what is wrong with LeBron James? Listen, LeBron James is playing amazing basketball. It's crazy how these things can go. And a Bron sexual. Calling people that just love LeBron James. Listen, I'm just a realist. So I'm looking at this guy had a 40-point triple-double. And everybody's like, LeBron, da-da-da-da-da. Like, yo, this guy played amazing. It's just his team, unfortunately, sucks. Like, his team, that team is bad. That's not a good team. They're just so inconsistent. And I'm going to say this, and it's going to piss a lot of people off. It's even going to piss me off. As the Kobe Bryant fan that I am, if LeBron James can take this Cleveland Cavalier team, not even win the championship, but if he can get past Boston with this team, hurts to say. You know, I'm ready to give him the title of the greatest basketball player of all time. I know that might have pissed some people off. But, you know, like I said, I'm a realist, man. And with LeBron James, it's something you're never going to see again. It's something you're never going to see again, man. So, with the stuff, look at what he's doing. Like, the stuff that he's doing, I always said that at the end of it all, he's going to be the greatest. I wasn't ready to give it to him, man. But at this point in time, for me, if he can get past, this would be the, listen, Michael Jordan, I don't care what you know how people, oh, this is the thing too, before I get too far sidetracked. You know how we call people, what we call bronsexuals? Michael Jordan fans are the same exact way. They just are unrealistic. And it really pisses me off. Like, come on, like, give props where props is due. I know you want to hold on to the old, but listen, you got new things coming, man. I think people probably did the same thing with Dr. J and all these other greats. Like, yo, you just got to make room. They pave way so people can be better, so people can achieve better things. So let that happen. Stop holding on to the new. But anyway, Michael Jordan couldn't get past his Boston team with the team that LeBron James have. You know how you say, switch these people out and what would happen? Listen, this team, I don't even know if Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant could get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Isn't that hard? Like, I ain't gonna say that. But get past this Boston Celtics team, I don't think either one of them could do it. Because they're not gonna put up the same stats as LeBron James, right? That 40-point triple-double was a beast. And if he could do that, listen, this is the greatest. I'm going to go ahead and give it to him right now that this is the greatest basketball player we've ever seen. And I'm comfortable with that. I still think Kobe Bryant is the best basketball player I've ever seen. Like, this is all opinionated. But yeah, I'll go ahead and give it to him. If he can get to the finals with this team, go ahead and give it to him, man. Go ahead and give it to him, because that's just straight amazing. This Boston Celtics team, and a lot of people taking stuff from them. Man, this team, they're playing out of their mind. Like, they're going. It's somebody different. Well, not somebody different, but somebody steps up every game. Every game. And for them, it's going to be interesting to see what they do this offseason, because you got Kyrie coming back. You're going to have Gordon Hayward coming back. So what are you going to do with people like, you know, Tatum and Brown and Rozier, who stepped up in their absence? I know them guys ain't going to want to go back to. They might be willing to do things to, you know, keep the team together. It's a new age where people are you know, friends and stuff like that. Well, you know, the age I grew up from, everybody wasn't there. It's like, nah, that's my team. I don't want to be no co-star. I want to be the star. But they might be able to stay. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do, because, you know, some of these people are going to want to get paid. Kyrie going to want to get paid. And these other rookies, man, they might be able to get some pieces for them. So this is going to be really interesting to see what they do in the Eastern Conference in the offseason. But yo, I'm still going to ride with the Cavs. I'm not one of them people that jump ship. Some people are so quick to say that it's over. Even though it looks bad, it looks really bad. Boston did what they're supposed to do. They held home court. That's what they're supposed to do. So we're going to see, I think it's Saturday, when they go to Cleveland and see what happens in Cleveland. People play better. It's something about playing home. You know, when people are cheering you on, that might turn those role players. J.R. Smith, man. Oh, he put up a donut game, too. They need J.R. Smith. Kevin Love is playing. Don't get me wrong. Kevin Love playing. They just need more. They need something else. You know, you got two guys. It's almost like how the Rockets lost game one. You got two guys going against five. And some more coming off the bench. That, you just do the math. It doesn't work out. So, Eastern Conference, man, that's what I'm excited to see. It's more competitive. It feels like it's more competitive. Western Conference is just a show. I mean, you got Chris Paul dropping Steph Curry with the crossover. Bomb threes by KD. Crossover. Like, that, I mean, it's more of a show in the West. The Eastern Conference is just... That's just some good, hard basketball being played. So, I'm more excited about that. No, I'm more excited. I'm excited about it all. But I look forward to seeing the Eastern Conference game, finals game. So, there's some good stuff. So, check those out. If you're not, I don't, you probably not even listening to the podcast. So, I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this podcast, you've been watching the games. One thing I do like, though, how Boston took care of, when they took care of the Sixers. Listen, Philly been having a good run this year. They got a little cocky. Listen, I don't mind you being happy about your teams, but I just don't like when people get too cocky. You know, we running this. You know what I mean? So Boston took out Philly. I'm like, it got real quiet around here, like real quiet, cause some fans are real loud. You know, like LeBron James fans. I guess everybody's loud when their team is winning, but like Bron being down 0-2. You know, my LeBron feeds are low. Philly is quiet. So, it's cool. I like seeing people. I like when the cockiness gets shut down. Now, if you're happy for your team, it's cool. I like that. But just when they start, you know, chill out a little bit. Come on, bro. Come on. So, it's kind of quiet in the Boston people. My Boston feed, they're going off. They're going all the way. Whatever. If you think that, you're tripping. But no, do your thing, Boston. You know, but just realize what's coming if you do get past either one of those teams on the Western Conference. If you get past Eastern Conference, it's, you know. You feel me? Hey, man. I don't realize how much I be talking about sports takes up most of the time. Because I don't like to, you know, go too far into it, but... Something happened, I don't know if it's this week or the past 2 weeks. Some white lady. This is funny to me that it causes outrage. Some white lady called the police on some black guy. He was having a barbecue in a barbecue spot. And this caused so much outrage. I'm like, yo, this white people been doing this forever. Like, we been getting the police called on us just for being. For the longest time. I don't know why. I guess because it's social media and people, like the memes are hilarious, man. The memes, whoever are making these things, these people are, that's some funny stuff going on, man. There's some funny memes out there. But this has been going on forever, man. White people have been using the police's their personal security for a long time. I've been seeing stories of contractors, doing work and on, you know, houses, and police are being called on them. That happened to me for one time. I was a contractor for this cable company, and I had to go. I ain't gonna say the name of the company, but I had my gear on. You can see it on my hat. You can see it on my shirt. You got to go around to the back to access some stuff, and I'm going around the back looking for what I gotta access. And next thing I know, you know what I mean? They pull up on me. Like, I'm like, yo, what's up? Then we got a call on a disturbance. Somebody looking around up here. Mind you, I just told you, I have my logo on my head. I have my logo on my jacket. I got my equipment with me. And here's the funny thing. The police are not like, yo, this person's tripping. My bad. I'm sorry. You know, whatever. They're just like, yeah, you need some. They like ask for ID. You know, they ask you where you're working and all that stuff. So they get, it's not, this has been happening for a long time. You would think, you know, once you see that, you know, I'm working with a reputable company. I got all the equipment. You can see what's going on here, but listen, they call the police, and the police, they go about it as if you are the problem. Like, yo, you don't see I'm doing work. You don't see what the real problem is. So this has been happening for a long time. I mean, for me, it's funny. And I don't know if I, because a lot of people get real, you know, sensitive about it. I find it funny. Like, I find it so comical that this is how people think. And yes, I'm not saying that it's not a problem, but, you know, this has been happening for a long time. And it's just funny that it's like big news because, you know, social media is around. This is not nothing. Nothing that you see today is new. I can remember a time me and my friend working for that same company, man. We had on red shirts because the company, I don't know if I'm giving too much away from it, that's the colors. So we're riding home from work. Police pull up behind us. They thought we were gang members. Pulled us over to the side of the road. The logo is right on my shirt. Pulled us out of the car, had me sitting on a bumper, you know, him and my friend all up like he did something, you know, going through my car, ransacked my car, not even cleaning back up. All right, you can go. I was just coming home from work. This was maybe, what year is this? This is maybe a decade ago, maybe more than that. So like when this stuff was coming to the light, I'm like, bro, this has been it. This was it before I even was born. You know what I mean? Like, why so much outrage? This is ridiculous. This is what our country is based on, man. And I don't see it going anywhere. You know, I do like to bring it up because I don't want nobody ever forget my man. And there was people before him, though. Well, when was Trayvon Martin? 2012? We're in 18 now. How many Trayvon Martin stories has it been? Right? It's been so many more stories. It's so many, you know, if not fatal, messed up stories. Listen, this is what it's always been. And I don't see it changing because I don't see the other side changing. I don't know, man. I don't even know what to say. Because I just don't see it change. I don't see the light right now. I'm just like, yo, who's gonna be the next one? I hope it's not me. Damn, I hate to end off on some stuff like that. But it is what it is, you know? So yeah, follow. that was 22 minutes. You just try to keep it 20, so it's about right. But yeah, man, thanks for checking it out. You feel me? I hope you feel me. If you don't, it's all good. Make sure you subscribe, Podomatic, iTunes, YouTube. What's the other one? Google Play. Check me out, man. And follow me on your Instagram, your Snapchats at JAY3ASY. Man, I'll be trying to get these things out, but it'd be so much. Like, I don't want to cram it too much between a game. So we'll see you next week. Episode 7. We out. You heal. This is not a game for me. This is a lane to save my people from pain and show my brother.